Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today with John Edwards, who with co-owner Chris Wright, just over 2 years ago, began planning the Trackside Butcher Shop in Henry County. Local support from several county ag development councils was very high and included some use of local funds for feasibility studies. But Edwards noted cattle prices were at a peak then.
That made me nervous because when cattle prices are very high, it's difficult for people to take that animal and have it processed to put in their freezer. They look at the money that they could receive from that cow at the stockyards and then weigh it against, is it worth it to sacrifice that just to have in my freezer? That made me concerned. But then on the other hand, the local food movement was so big and is so big that I felt confident that we could make a good run at the business and make it work because of the support and the excitement of the local food movement right now.
They immediately got business for custom work, farmers having their own animals processed for personal use. Edward says they sought and achieved USDA inspection, a major step for expanded demand.
We draw in customers from Shelby County, Henry, Trimble, Carroll, Oldham. We've even gotten a handful of people from Indiana come over this way. Even northern Kentucky, we've gotten a few people up around Williamstown.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The success so far of Henry County's Trackside Butcher Shop could inspire other communities to consider this as an economic development project. Co-owner John Edwards says a lot of homework is required, and he's still a little nervous.
I feel better about it each day that passes. The phone keeps ringing, people keep scheduling. I've been warned that the summer months, if we're going to have a slowdown, the summer months will be that slowdown. As of right now, we keep scheduling people, the phone keeps ringing, we keep getting more and more customers. So, yeah, I do. I feel a lot better about it. You know, having the USDA inspection in place now, like I mentioned earlier, that gets those producers who go to the farmer's market to market their product there. So this is a hot time for that. So we're seeing a lot of people who are going ahead and scheduling animals throughout the summer so that they can already be in place and keep their inventory built up.
And our good wishes for the continued growth of Trackside Butcher Shop. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.